It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Everybody, and welcome to the courtside here down at the Eagles Gym. Valley Heights Mustangs on the road. The Axel Eagles here that try to take them down again. This has been a deep rivalry for so many years. But the Axel Eagles, they have won the last three straight meetings. Last year winning 62-53, the year before 60-34. It's just been dominant after dominant win. Last time Valley Heights won was in the 2020 to 2021 season. They won 69-55. But again, these two teams, they play each other close year in and year out. These teams have only gotten better. And you talk about Valley Heights, their season just getting better every single year. But trying to look to flip a page here with Kenny Stein for this is first season here at head coach. Last season, the program went 7-16. They're in 8-league. This is his first time, this is his second year ever head coaching at Valley Heights. His first time back here, his first time was back in 2003. I get to interview Stein for week in and week out at the coaches' shows, which you can check in on coaches' shows every Wednesday and Thursday evenings at about 5:30. But again, Kenny Steinfort, great guy. He sent me a lot of good stats here for Valley Heights Mustangs as, again, last week they played a very tough Marysville team. Unfortunately, they did fall in that one to them. But in that game, they did have a 13-11 lead coming out of that first quarter. But unfortunately, they were outscored the rest of them. But big part is the Mustangs had 18 turnovers in that game, and they only forced five. They had the ball stolen from 11 times. But they did score 26 points in the paint. But they allowed 19 points allowed off the turnovers. Now, breaking things down here, again, for Valley Heights, start off the year 0-1. They lost 55-40 against Marysville last week. Max Shanks, number 0, the 6-foot senior. He's going to be a big-time player. He had 7 points last week and 2 rebounds. Everson Parker, number 10, the 6-foot sophomore. He had 4 points and 2 rebounds last week. Logan Gray, the 6-foot senior, number 11. He had 5 points and 6 rebounds last week. Last season, he had 10 points a game and 4 rebounds a game. Dustin Denton, he's a senior. He had 4 points and 3 rebounds last game. And Royce Estrom, he is a first-team All-League returning selection, 6'2". Last season, he averaged 13 points a game and 7 rebounds a game. Well, last week, he blew those stats out of the water with 20 points a game and 13 rebounds a game. For the Axel Eagles, Eli Brockford, number 35, the 6-foot senior, the first team All-League returner, big-time basketball player. He has started for all 4 years. He has incredible athleticism and shooting. As last year, he had 11.6 points per game and 2.5 rebounds per game. And then, of course, none other than the all-star football player. And actually, Eli Brockford, he won Defensive Player of the Year in 8-man Division 2. Brandon Smesley, he went Offensive Player of the Year in 8-man Division 1. Brandon Smesley, number 25, 6'3". He's a first-team All-League returner. Again, last year, Smesley, he was credited with a bunch of big-time dunks. So this is an Axel team that knows how to dominate inside the paint with some alley-oops and some Dunkin' Donuts. So we'll see if we can get some of those calls tonight. Wyatt Dillon, number 12, the 5'9", sophomore, big-time player, 2 years starting. Lance Schmitz, the 5'10", junior. He's got 3 years starting. Last year, 3.4 points per game. And, of course, the last starter, number 34, Logan Sandman. Sophomore. Again, breaking things down, Kenny Steinfort, his first season as head coach since 2002-2003 at this program. Last season, 7-16, trying to get this team right back on track. And for the Axel Eagles, well, let's just say they had nothing but success in the last couple of years. In fact, they had their most wins in a single season last year. Back in 2013, they won their first state title. Jason Tide had his best season in that tenor. He has had 114 wins and 98 losses. Back-to-back 20-plus seasons out. Tip-off here on the way, and the Eagles will win it. Landon Smith getting it. Nice fought by Logan Sandman, the 6'5" sophomore there on the tip-off. And the Eagles will start off here with the possession. Smith at the top of the perimeter. Inside now, Sandman. Sandman bouncing out to Detweiler. Detweiler spinning in circles, bounce passing. Back to Sandman. Sandman screening for Smesley. Back up to the top now. Reset to Broxman. Now to Schmitz. Far side corner. Now Smedley taking a deep two. And he airmails and couldn't find the postage. And making a quick steal, Landon Schmitz. He makes a steal. He goes in for two. That's going to be the first turnover of the game for the Mustangs. Again, 18 turnovers last week against Marysville Bulldogs. Now down 2-0. 7:17 here to go in the first quarter. If you just tuned in, you're going to get one of the best games here tonight. All on 92.1 KMZA. It's the Mustangs against the Eagles. With the possession here, Max Shanks. Only five players scored and had rebounds last week for the Mustangs. And five players were basically the only ones out there on the court. Shanks, Parker, Gray, Denton, and Estra. They've been the main guy. Spinning around, shooting off the rim, not being able to get it. Gray, rebound, picked up by Sandman. Down the court now, Schmitz getting out to Schmedley. Schmedley now up to Broxman. Broxman back to Schmedley. Slot connection all football season long. We'll get ready for it all basketball season long. Kicking out, Schmitz inside. Schmedley posting up. He's blocked. Big time block from Royce Estrom. That's going to be a turnover there for the Eagles. Estrom now with the ball. Fires out to the left side of his hip to Parker. Parker stuck with it. Calling for a man up to the top of the perimeter. Pump faking Gray, driving inside, right of the lane, gets it outside, and now turning, shooting Estrom off the rim, into the hands of Broxman for the rebound. First rebound of the game for either team. Broxman, Schmitz, quick transition, the underhand layup, and it's good! Landon Schmitz with the only points on the game. The reverse underhand layup. 4-0, Eagles start here. 5-5 left to go in the first quarter. We got fast-paced action here. Near side with it, Gray up to the top here, Denton, far side swing to Parker, Parker keeping it high, down to the top of the perimeter, pump faking, driving, Gray, now losing the basketball, down the court, bounce passing, and nearly going in for two, Schmedley before missing the layup, but fighting for it, and going up, Sandman to Schmedley, and he goes for two, great rebound and fight from Sandman. You'll have to forgive me, folks, just calling the Axe Illegal State Championship 2 weeks ago. Still fresh off that football mindset, and I'm sure these Axe Illegal boys, a little bit too, is a quick turnaround for them for this basketball season, but not only are these players great football athletes, they are tremendous basketball, looking for a state title with this city unit of guys, especially the senior class. Long three here, taken and rebounded. Here, spinning around Schmedley, the shot was from Harrison Parker. Down the court, Schmidt, transition, laying it off out to his right, but he travels on the turnaround. Valleyheights Mustangs down 6-0 here. 4 points from Landon Schmitz, 2 from Schmedley, being out-rebounded. 3-0 right now. Really one turnover for the Mustangs and one for the Eagles. Max Shanks losing the ball. That's another turnover. Nice steal. Nice transition down the court. And a quick, easy layup and put in for Schmitz. Excuse me, not Schmitz. It was Detweiler, and Detweiler, he gets fouled at the end of it, so he'll go for the and one. And now Detweiler shoots, and he hits. He's now got 3 points on this game. 8-0 now, 4:40 to go here in the first quarter. Near side with it is Gray. Gray swings it inside to Parker. Parker now out to the far side corner, driving in underneath, trying to go for the reverse, draws the foul. Max Shanks. Shanks slashing through the defense on the underneath and going for the underhand reverse layup. Draws the foul. It was Schmedley who got the foul, the first team foul in his first foul of the game. First point of the game here for the Mustangs. For Logan, Harrison Parker. Max Shanks. He went 2 of 2 for the free throw line. Now only down by 7. 9-2, 4:24 to go in the first quarter. Schmedley, a little lob pass, touch pass underneath the paint. It gets a little floaty though, and they're going to have to pass it outside the perimeter. Well, and still, it's going to be a jump ball on the post. That jump ball will be a turnover and give the ball to the Mustangs. Both teams now with 2 turnovers on the game. 9-2 the score. Eagles still out rebounding the Mustangs 3-0. Shanks He has the last 2 points. He's got the ball. Trying to drive. He's trapped on a 2-on-1. He's able to find the outlet in Parker. Parker to Eskrim. Eskrim, again, the 6'2" senior who had 20 points last week against Marysville. Pass up top to Parker. Parker driving down the left side lane. He's trapped once again by Detweiler. Reset back up to the top. Eskrim. Eskrim fakes the three, spins around, drives inside, kicks it out, pump fake, driving in Shanks. Shanks loses the ball, and it's right back into the hands. Nice sliding effort, grab by Gray. Gray has it, and now he gets it back out to Denton. Denton with it, now back to Gray. Gray is going to hit the blue axle line, but he will be pushed out of bounds. It'll be a foul against the Eagles. It'll be Eli Rosherman's first foul of the game. So, Axel now with 2 team fouls on the court, only 1 against the Mustangs. Shanks trying to find the open guy. Slings this one all the way back and picked off down the court. Detweiler goes in for 2. And Detweiler, well, he looks like a wide receiver with his hands out stretching like a quarterback throwing over the shoulder pass. And he just caught it down the court. And he just went with it and went up for the layup. Detweiler now with 5 points on the game. Fouled underneath. Dustin Denton shaking the dust off, and they'll go up to the free throw line. Dustin Denton, the senior, last week 4 points on the game and 3 rebounds. Right now he's trying to get his first point. Now by 9 of the Eagles. Makes his first shot. Again, the actual Eagle girls, if you didn't catch it, the Eagle girls fell 64-45. It extends to a 9-game losing streak for the Eagle girls against Valley Heights. Right now, these Axel boys, they have a 3-game winning streak against the Valley Heights boys. Going 2-for-2 up the free throw line, Dustin Denton. All points have been off the free throw for the Mustangs. They are 4-for-4 right now. It is 11-4, only up by 7 is the Eagles. Far side corner, drive, Schmedgley, overhead pass, Schmitz, open, off the rim. A quick dribble for the adjustment by Schmedgley, and Schmedgley goes in for 2. And now a timeout taken by the Mustangs. Schmedgley with 4 points, Detweiler 5, Schmitz with 4. Right now they are doing some cooking. They're up 13-4. But 2:52 left to go here in the first quarter. We're back in 30 here at 92.1 KMZA.
It's getting to be the end of the year, and you know what that means. Awesome deals on vehicles, and Nemaha Valley Motors is no exception. We currently have a wide variety of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and GMC vehicles in stock, some with huge end-of-the-year deals. We haven't had this big of a selection of three-quarter ton trucks in years. Experience what it is like to purchase a vehicle in a nice, friendly, relaxed atmosphere with no big dealer pressure. Stop in at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca, and you will leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
Land Radio.
Welcome back here after the Valley Heights timeout on 92.1 KMZ. Akron and Prophet. Kirk Tillman back in the CEO 2:46 left to go here. Up the first quarter, it's 13-4. Is a 9-point lead currently right now for the Axel Eagles. And here, another turnover for the Mustangs. Schmedgley down the court. He almost thought about the dunk, but he just went in and took an easy layup. Smart decision right there by the senior leader. 15-4. Now extending that lead to 11 after that quick turnover off the steal. And now another turnover here by Valley Heights. They're back-to-back turnovers now here. They call a timeout and come out a little more jumbled. And the Eagles, well, they take advantage. Up 15-4, up by 11. With it, far side swing, left side, Schmedgley up to the top. Driving in on the left, Detweiler bounce pass, nearly a steal. It's put back inside, Schmedgley, far side, bottom of the wing, now brought back up to the near side wing. Left side, now in the game, Joe Liebarger, inside, pass goes to Dalton Heinen, who's now in the game, and he's fouled, and he'll go up and he'll shoot 2. Opportunity to go. That's illegal. Right now with it, up at that free throw line, Dalton Heinen misses the first shot, trying to make the second, and he cashes that one in. Down the court right now, Eskrim, it is 16-4, near side, getting it around, top of the post, bouncing it out. Denton driving inside, getting it outside to Shanks. Shanks dribbling around with it. And now a far three, went out of bounds, tipped back inside for Detweiler to recollect. Quickly in transition. Here with it, underneath the basket, and the ball goes out of bounds, right back into the hands of the Mustangs. 16-4. 1:22 to go here in the first quarter. 16 up by, in 12 points here, the Eagles. With it is Logan Gray. Eskrim up at the top of the perimeter. Swings out to the left, Everson Parker. Parker to Shanks. Shanks near side here. Calls for a screen. Denton gives it to him. Pulls off. Goes up to the top of the wing. That's Denton. Denton off the basket. Rebound picked up by Leiberger. Down the court to Broxman. Broxman already inside. He's looking for the alley-oop. Couldn't slip the 6'5" sophomore in Logan Sandman. Ball is knocked out of bounds. Still 12-point game, 16-14, 51.8 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Outside, Broxman to the wing. Now down to the far side corner, Leiberger. Leiberger looking through his triple option. Goes for the pass. Up to the wing, now back up to the top of the perimeter. Now, nice decisive pass to Logan Sandman! Great pass from the top, from Broxerman! Sandman, his first points of the game. 18-14, now a 14-point lead with 28 seconds to go in the first quarter. 092.1 KMZ driving inside, a floater trying to put it in. It was a nice shot by Gray, but it was rebounded by Leiberger. He's had back-to-back defensive rebounds, and the Axel Eagles will quickly turn the ball over at a transition. Three turnovers here in this first quarter for the Eagles, more for the Mustangs. There has not been many rebounds, only about one here for the Mustangs, and five for the Eagles in this quarter. 7 seconds left to go. Ball almost turned over. It's rolling on the ground with 4 seconds to go. It's a race down the court with 2 seconds. And that's going to be a half-court violation. And with 2.1 seconds to go, what are the Axel Eagles going to try to draw up here to get a last-second bucket? Right now with it, Detweiler on the throw-in. It's an open Broxerman. Broxerman catches a three to end the first quarter. That hangs a little bit of momentum as the Eagles spread this wing to the bench. And the Mustangs are going to try to recalibrate here and see what they can do to adjust into the second quarter, down 21-4. We're back in a minute here on 92.1 KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to 92.1 KMZA, 21-4. The Eagles lead. They have the possession here. Getting it to Schmidt, and a near turnover. Eskrim, nice job with it, but unfortunately, he just couldn't keep his hands on it. Ball goes out of bounds, and that's what the Mustangs need. If you want to come out here and strike early in a quarter, get aggressive. Attack the ball and find a nose for it. Here with it, Dalton Heinen in the game. Passes off to Schmelzley. Schmelzley, far side wing with it. At the high top of it by the red line. Now inside pass on the down low of the paint, and it will be stolen. Going to be a turnover here. Eagles fourth of the game. Credit there to Eskrim on the steal. He tried to go for the last one. That time he gets this one. Driving inside, Logan Gray. He kicks it out to Parker. Parker into Shanks. Shanks to the top. He's got a wide open screen set for him for a three, but he can't put it in. Easy rebound for Dalton Heinen. Rockshaman, Sandman, Schmezley, three, doesn't take it, instead flips it cross court and has a layup here to Rockshaman. What a move. Rockshaman now 5 points on the game. He had a three to end the first quarter. It sent electricity down the spines of the Axis Eagles bench. 23-4, but responding quickly, Royce Eskrim. He's got his first points up of the game here with an easy layup. That's the first points that have not been off of a free throw for the Mustangs. And here, back-to-back offensive rebounds for the Eagles underneath the basket. Three-point shot by Schmitz off the rim. Another one. Another offensive rebound. That is four straight. Another one. Five straight offensive rebounds for the Eagles. And to put it in was Dalton Heinen. It took five straight offensive rebounds, but again, that's just something you don't want to give up if you're the Mustangs. 25-6, up by 19 is the Eagles. Substitutions, Zettweiler going on the court. The 6'3" senior, Dalton Heinen, will take to the bench. Matt Shanks looking for the throw-in. Gets it in to Parker. Parker, right hand, now switching left, back underneath his leg on that far side, dribbling down the sideline. Hands off behind his back to Shanks. Shanks, he's got pressure against Schmidt. He's driving past Schmidt. He's now on a two-on-one trap. He's trying to find an open target, and there's going to be a foul here against the Eagles. 25-6, 5:55 left to go here in the second quarter. Schmedley right now 6 points in the game. Broshman's five. Zettweiler five. Schmitz with four. Sandman with two, and Heinen with two, all for the Eagles. But right now with it, it's the Mustang possession. And they will turn it right back over here to the Axel Eagles, down with five turnovers on the game. Again, the Mustangs, they had 18 turnovers last week. They only forced five. Right now, they are on pace to forcing at least more than that. They have forced three turnovers in the first quarter against the Eagles. But the Eagles have not turned over since. Three-point shot by Eli Brockman. He's made his last two now. He's got 8 points on the game. Eli Brockman, the 6 foot senior. Calling nothing but net. Shanks, far side of the wing. Stuck on his pivot foot. Hands it out behind him to Eskrim. Eskrim, right hand dribble, trying to slow down the pace. Down by 22 points, 28-6, 5:22 to go in the second quarter. Pace being slowed by Logan Gray, taking his time here. Again, there has been no substitutions here on Valley Heights side. They have just run the same five guys pretty much all season. Or from last week, they only ran five guys, and it looks like that might be the case all season long. Foul on the down low against the Eagles. They'll put Max Shanks back up to the free throw line. The Mustangs right now are 4-4 up at the charity line. Max Shanks, he went 2-2. And he misses the first one of the game. That is actually the first missed free throw from either team today. Max Shanks. Now 2-3 on the game. Schmidt takes the bench here. Slybarger comes in for him. This time Shanks goes 0-2. The team now 4-6. Still down by 22 points. Brockman, another three, and this time just off the rim. Ball hit out of bounds. It will go to the Mustangs. And Brockman, man, he is on fire. He has had no hesitation on the release. He gets the ball, he turns, and he fires. And why wouldn't you? He made his last two threes up to that point. Hand off from Shanks to Parker, Parker to Gray. On the end around, Parker driving inside, stuck on the left pivot foot, gets up to Shanks. Shanks driving inside, just throws it up. What a play! That was like a little hot potato right there, throwing it into the boiling bowl. Landed right in there perfectly. Shanks. Mustangs. Getting the possession here. Turnover from the Axel Eagles. Almost a turnover here for the Mustangs. Nice on the ball play by Eli Brockerman. Eskrim driving inside, and a reverse, or behind the back layup, as I should say. Not sure how maybe that wasn't called a travel, but regardless, it's the point for the Eagles anyway with the rebound. And now a rebound here for Royce Eskrim, 28-8, now a 20-point lead for the Axel Eagles. Harrison Parker out to the left side wing, Denton inside Gray, turning around, looking for the fader, and he goes in. Gray's first points up of the game. Last week he had 5, now only down by 18, 28-10. Driving inside, flipping it out, bouncing around, Leiberger, and a foul committed by number 11, Logan Gray, who just had the points for the Mustangs. That is actually the first foul against the Mustangs in this quarter. They have stayed very disciplined. And a full timeout will be taken on the court. We'll take 30 seconds here. We're back in 30. It's 28-10, 3:39 to go in the second quarter. It's the Axel Eagles leading at home.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Right now, again, the Eagles dominating 28-10. Both teams at about 5 turnovers apiece. Eagles with 4, Mustangs with 5 unofficially. But the Eagles, they're excelling at the rebounding battle. Right now, totaling in this game, they have just over nearly 10 rebounds. Mustangs, they've only mustered 2 rebounds so far unofficially. So again, it has just been the dominance inside of the paint. Now, of course, you look at the Eagles roster, they do have definitely the taller players in length, but really it's about that verticality that's been really stretched here. Detweiler, open 3-point shot off the rim. Leiberger creates and picks up the rebound. That's his third rebound of the game. And another 3-point shot taken by Detweiler. He doesn't make it. Another rebound for the Axel Eagles. They had two straight rebounds offensively, but there was a jump ball underneath the basket, and that will give an Eagles a turnover. Possession will go to the Mustangs. 28-10, up by 18 to the Eagles, 3:16 to go in the second quarter. Here, Eskrim. It's been the same starting 5 for the Mustangs. Shanks, Parker, Gray, Denton, and Eskrim. Back up to Royce Eskrim, the 6'2" senior, who is the team's leading points in game and rebounds game last season. Up to Denton now, just playing around the world. Now inside the baseline, a reverse layup and a great draw for 2. Everson Parker attacking the baseline, looking for the reverse layup. In the Mustangs, you know, the big credit to them right now is they know what's getting them up on the board, and that's getting Axel Eagles in foul trouble. Fortunately for the Mustangs, they have missed the last 3 straight free throws after making the first 4 straight on the game. Eagles' next team foul will immediately put the Mustangs onto a double bonus here in the second quarter. Mustangs only with 1 team foul, the Eagles with 4. It only takes 5 for the double bonus. Here, shot goes off. So right now the Mustangs have missed 4 straight free throws. Once 4-4, now the team is 4-8. Rebound picked up by the Eagles. Detweiler, cross-court pass. Swing up to the top now. Leiberger back to Detweiler. Detweiler bounce pass, but it goes out of bounds off the back baseline, and that's a turnover. That is the 6th turnover against the Eagles. Only 5 here against the Mustangs. 28-10. 2:32 to go in the second quarter. Left side swing firing out into the game. Aiden Ra now for the first time tonight. Our first substitution we've seen tonight. He had no points and no rebounds in last week's game. Up to the top, Parker. Parker drives inside. He's got a screen. Tries to use the backboard. The ball bounced around into the hands. And getting it is Gray. Gray. Near side here. Driving inside. Switches to that left hand. Unrun. Now to Eskrim. Eskrim picks up the ball. Swings it out to Gray. Gray. He's calling a cut here to the right side for Unruh. He replaces his additional near side wing. Now bounce passes it to him. Ball is loose on the court. It's put right back into the hands of Gray. Gray between the legs. He drives down the right side lane, takes a spin, takes a one-on-three and wins. That's all you can ask for your 6-foot senior, to get aggressive and go for the point of attack. Three guys in there, no problem. Just try to draw a foul, if not make the shot. He made it. Liburger here, offensive rebound, and the ball knocked out of bounds, another turnover. Liburger, four rebounds here unofficially. Eagles, they have more than 12 rebounds here in this first half. 1:16 to go. They're up 28-12. Nearly a turnover, but re-getting it back here is the Valley Heights Mustangs. Three-point shot taken by Gray. It's missed. Rebound by Liburger. He's now got five rebounds on this game. Pass dumped off. Reverse layups. Rebounded again. Into the hands of Dalton Hayden. And yet another instance of an offensive rebound. The Eagles recollect. It's just something you don't want to do. You can't allow X amount of points off of second chance opportunities. The Mustangs, they only allowed 4 points last week off of second chance opportunities. This week, it has to be in the double digits. It's 30-12. The Eagles lead by 18. 30.7 seconds left to go here in the half. A foul is called. It is the fifth foul against the Eagles. Therefore, it will be the double bonus. Aiden Unruh, the 5'7" sophomore. He has no points and no rebounds on the season. And now he gets his first point. It's the free throw shot. Second one, up and coming. Landon Schmidt, Logan Sandman step the game. Liburger and Heinen step off the court. Coach Jason Tynan talking to Detwire on the near side. And here on Raw goes 2 for 2 for the free throw line. Mustangs now 6 of 10 at the free throw line in this game. 30-14, only down by 16 with 20 seconds left to go. The Eagles are going to try to play for the last shot here of the half. As Coach Jason Tynan will call a timeout. We'll call a timeout as well. We'll be back in 30 seconds. There's 16.7 seconds left on the clock of the first half. It's 30-14, 16-point lead for the Axe Eagles over the Mustangs.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Quickly right back into the action. It's the Axel Eagles ball. 11 seconds left to go. Driving Spesley. Spesley loses it. And getting up a quick rebound. Excuse me. Is Sandman. And Sandman out. 2 rebounds. 4 points on the game. Deep three to try to end the half from Royce Eskrim. He misses. And that will be the end of the first half. It is 32-14, an 18-point lead to go into the locker room for the Axe Eagles. We'll be back here for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from net, online at highlandcc.edu. Again, back in a couple of minutes here, the Eagles leading 32-14 going into the half.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home.
Right at home.
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network, 92.1 KMZA. You're tuned in to the halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, 100% online at highlandcc.edu. Well, we are 60 minutes in this game. We got 16 minutes remaining with it, but this one is so far good on two more quarters. And now that first half again, that first quarter, 21-4, half ending 32-14. Actually, Eagles in the lead. Again, the Eagles outscored the Mustangs in the first quarter 21-4. They outscored them 11-10 in the second quarter. And when you talk about, you know, what has been the difference maker, well, both teams around the same turnover rate. The Eagles, they've turned over 8 times. The Mustangs, just about 6. And really, it goes down to the rebound. 19 rebounds in the first half for the Eagles. 5 for the Mustangs. Again, unofficial numbers on those. It's a little hard to track, but the Eagles have been dominating inside of the paint, especially most of the time it's defensive rebounds is what a team dominates in, but I would say there's just as much, if more, offensive rebounds than defensive rebounds for this Eagles team. They have been absolutely incredible underneath the paint offensively, because when they take a long three-point shot, there is immediately Sandman, Hyman, Schmitz, Detweiler. There's just someone hustling all the way down there and getting that. And that's the effort that you want to see from your team. And to be fair, to the Mustangs' credit, they only got 5 guys out there on the court. Now, we did see interrupt for a little bit, for about a minute at the end of that quarter, which he got his first point of the year with 2 points. But again, I go back to the point, Mustangs pretty much only running 5 guys out there. For those 2 quarters, it was just Shanks, Parker, Gray, Denton, and Escrib. And the Eagles are doing a really great job right now of holding Escrib to just 2 points. Last week, against the 3A Marysville Bulldogs, Escrib had 20 points on the game. Well, he's got the 2. He just doesn't have the 0. He's only got 2 points, not 20. The Eagles defensively are doing a great job not coughing up too many points, but Mustangs are having a couple positives. Again, they are not losing the turnover battle. They are winning it right now. And as well as they are still dominating in the free throw line. They went 6 of 10 of free throws in that first half. Now again, it comes back down to, you know, you gotta make your shots, you gotta execute shots, but of course you gotta get down low, you have to get rebounds. Unfortunately, yes, there is the Eagles that have a lot, lengthier guys, bigger guys. I mean, you got a 6'5" sophomore in Sandman, a 6'3" guy in Melton Hynan, Brandon Schmelzley at 6'3", Eli Brushman at 6 foot, and then you only got a couple of 6 foot guys, and just one just being 6'2" for the Mustangs. I mean, that's their tallest guy, so really it's about verticality. It's going to come down to the verticality of the game. Of course, as well, physicality on the down low on what you can do. So again, have to get more aggressive, have to get faster playing on the ball, but again, the Mustangs only on 5 guys, so of course, you don't want to wind your guys out too early Yeah, this is just Kenny Steinford's first season back here at head coach. 0-1 on the overall. The Axel Eagles, this is their first game of the season to start it. Again, the Axel Eagles, they had their most wins in a single season last year in school history with 23 wins. That is, again, the most wins in a single season from Axel. They've had back-to-back 20-plus wins. It has been success year after success years for Jason Tynan. And to try to continue that, he wants to try to chase a state title this year. Last year, the boys placed third place. And you know, if you know anything about the Eagles and their culture down here, they don't settle anything but first. Getting that four-peat in football, of course, wanting to look for that three-peat in track. And why not for them? Try to look for maybe a basketball title as well. But here the Valley Heights must be going back to that again. Finding those pauses with Max Shanks. He's been an incredible player on this season. He's got a great nick for the ball. He knows how to get it up there. He knows how to score. He just needs to find some more opening space. Logan Gray's doing a great job driving. He just has to get a couple more shots to rattle in. Royce Eskrim, his three-point shots aren't quite clicking, but he is doing a great job of being the team's pretty much kind of leader all around. But right now, only held to one rebound and 2 points off one shot that was able to go in. So we'll be back in a couple of minutes here as teams are finally warming up. 3 minutes to go here until the start of the second half. Two quarters left to go. 16 minutes combined overall. It's the Axel Eagles up 32-14, an 18-point lead here on 92.1 KMZA.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255. For a free quote.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Again, you are tuned in to our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, perfect online at highlandcc.edu. Again, your scoring update of this game is 32-14. The Eagles with the lead, but a couple of other updates of Kaman, ACCHS, being split to 37-29. Kenzie Barley from ACCHS had 22 points tonight. She went 8 of 8 at the free throw line and also hit 4 three-pointers as well. Boys halftime on currently KNZ, 103.9 with Brandon Tapman. Horton is currently up against the Hiawatha Redhawks, 32-27. Big-time games happening around the area. Now we get back to this one. Again, two quarters left to go. 16 minutes all together. Let's get this one rolling here. Eagles with the offensive possession to start. And now we begin the second half with it. Detweiler. Far side swing to Schmesley. Schmesley drills up to the top of the wing. Cross-courts it to the near side. And almost going in for an easy layup was Roxman, but he couldn't get it to go in. The first rebound of the half goes to Royce Escrow. Again, that was some of my points at halftime. You got to get aggressive and go for the rebound. Right there, Royce Escrow, he goes for it. Turnover against the Mustangs here. That's their seventh of the game. Possession goes back to the Eagles. Mustangs in a man-on-man pickup real quick. Near side, they allow an open Brockstrom to drive down the baseline. The ball is lost, and the last one to touch it was Valley Heights Mustangs. Okay, 32-14, 7:25 to go here in the third quarter. Wyatt Detweiler, the 5'9 sophomore, here to throw it in. Max Shanks playing the defense, and he hits the ball out of bounds. They're going to give it to the Mustangs. The last one to touch it was an Eagle. That will be the ninth turnover of the game for the Axel Eagles. Again, the Eagles out-rebounding in that first half, 19-5 against the Mustangs, and of course outscoring them 32-14. Almost a minute in here to the third quarter. No one found the bucket. Looking for the three-point shot just off the money bowl is Denton, and into the hands is Brockstrom. On the low, Sandman, he's going to be fouled, and he'll go up and shoot two. Logan Sandman, that first half, 4 points, two rebounds. And now he will look to shoot two here. In that first half, Brockstrom, he had 8 points total. Schmesley, he had 6 points. Wyatt Detweiler, he had five. Mitzi had four. Here for the free throw line, Logan Sandman. Well, I repeat, had 4 points in that first half. He's got now one in the second, and he misses that second free throw shot, so he's now got five on the game. 33-14. Here, trying to drive, and it looks like it's going to be a foul against the Eagles. Getting rough underneath the basket. Well, that one pretty quick. Back Shanks will step up to the free throw line. Shanks, his first time up, 2 of 2. Second time up, 0 of 2. See what we get here on round three, and looks like we're getting prime Shanks as he has hit the first. Shanks now 5 points on the game, now with six. He goes 2 for 2. 6 points on the game for him. 33-18. With it, Schmesley up the top to Detweiler. Detweiler spinning around, left side, gets it up to Sandman. Sandman drives down the right side lane, goes through a defender, and it's going to be a charge. Great job from Dustin Denton. Taking a dent. And that drew the charge. What a great play. Defensively. 10th turnover of the game for the Eagles. Shanks with the ball. Last time up, he drew the shot foul and hit 2 of 2. Near side with it, Logan Gray. Saw his driving talent in that first half. He drives into the right side, passes it out inside Royce Ekram, and it goes just out. A rebound down the court and finesse by Detweiler. Detweiler, his seventh point up of the game. 35-16. Down by 19 points. Shanks, left side drive. Hits it, tries to hit it off of an Eagle defender, but winds up turning the ball over into the hands of Dalton Heinen. Brockstrom driving in, kicks it out, kicks right back to Brockstrom, and Brockstrom from a deep three finds the money bowl. And he is the first with double-digit scoring on the game with three threes as well as an inside perimeter shot. Got 11 points on the game. Three-point shot in response, but missed and rebounded here by the Eagles. Credit to Heinen. Ball lost, almost going for the steal, and it will be a turnover by the Eagles. Now with 11 on the game. 38-16. 5:28 to go. In the third quarter. Pass off to the left. Logan Gray drives inside, posts up from the top of the key, airballs it. But the air ball gets rebounded by Denton. call it a unconventional pass. Which Denton went in for two, and he drawed the and one. They'll get one freebie here at the charity line. Denton misses it. It's rebounded down the court by Schmezley. Schmezley tries to go up, couldn't get the sink. Foul against the Mustangs on the quick attack to the rim from Brandon Schmezley. Schmezley, 6 points on the game, unofficially two rebounds. 20-point lead, trying to extend. Schmezley misses the first shot. That was second of the quarter against the Mustangs. Three fouls in this quarter against the Eagles. Again, fouls resetting at the end of each quarter. Gets a 5 foul, double bonus. Schmezley now with 7 points on the game. He makes the second free throw shot. Now up 21 points. 5 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Veering to the right is Shanks. Getting the pass, though, or getting stolen nearly, was Gray. Gray sets the screen for Shanks, and Shanks gets the ball in a handoff. Shanks trying to take the ball, and he turns it over. A nice steal by Heinen. Nice turnover of the game. Third of the quarter, and nearly getting it right back. Another turnover, this time against the Eagles. Down the court in a quick transition. Shanks, an underhand layup, and he just tossed that one up, and it went in. Shanks, now with 8 points on the game. Last week he had 7. Rofsterman, deep three, misses. Foul against the Eagles. Mustangs take the possession. That will count as a turnover. 13 turnovers in the game for the Eagles. Only up by 19 now. 39-20, 4:24 left remaining in the third quarter. Logan Gray, right-hand dribble, looks to his left and fires. Shanks, to his right, Denton back to Shanks. Shanks looking at the triple option, dribbles left, now on the pivot foot, gets it out to Parker. Parker, behind the back, ends it around to Gray. Gray, spinning, attacking, through pressure! And he has the and one. Logan Gray, his 6 point of the game. Again, the Mustangs, I've talked about it in halftime. What they're doing great is their ability to drive. When you're against teams that are taller and lengthier than you, get those big guys in foul trouble. And Logan Gray does just that. He gets the and one. He's now got 7 points on the game and a rebound to compliment. Now only down by 16 points. 39-23, 3 point shot taken. It will be rebounded and fought for by Eskrom. Eskrom, there he goes. He's finally getting in the rebounding game. More rebounds this quarter than in the first half. Eskrom starting to find a little bit of mojo in the paint as the tallest player on the court for the Mustangs. Ball knocked out of bounds. Shanks throw it in here for Valley Heights. Finds Eskrom. Eskrom fakes. Drives on the baseline. Throws up a fader and couldn't get to go in. Rebound by Detweiler. Detweiler down the court. On the far side of the wing, holds it, stuck on the left side, pivot foot. Brockerman, he's left open, but he swings it out to the right side, skipping it. Now skip back to Detweiler. Detweiler, deep side corner, inside Brockerman, open three for Liebarger, does not take it though, instead takes a dribble and drive, loses the ball, knocked out of bounds, last one that touches the Eagles, it's a turnover. And it'll give the Mustangs the ball. That is the Eagles, 14th turnover of the game. Mustangs with only 9. But again, it all goes back to the rebounding battle where the Eagles have roughly 15 or more rebounds than the Mustangs. Up by 16, 39-23 still. 3:06 remaining in the third quarter. 11 minutes and 1 second left to go of the game. Taking the three, Denton driving inside, and he tries to pass backwards. A little miscommunication there. Haven't seen that tonight at all. They hit it on Russ. And that becomes a turnover. The 10th of the game for the Mustangs. Unforced error. Schmezley, holding, dribbling inside, looking behind him. Gets it to Liebarger. Now drives, trying to throw up in the air. Lucas Talbot the 601 junior for the first time in the day. He couldn't get the layup to go in, but he's able to draw the foul, so he'll go up and shoot two. Five fouls in this quarter. The Mustangs in double bonus, and the Eagles, well, the Eagles having five fouls. Next foul they have against the Mustangs, but the Mustangs on double bonus. Three fouls against Mustangs in this quarter. So, just two more, and that will be the double bonus. Shot missed. Second shot as well will fall though, but a rebound by Spezley. Spezley has the rebound, gets to the Liebarger. Now it's passed around the globe. It's up to the top of the perimeter. Spezley found inside, attacking the basket, and he'll go up and shoot too, getting real aggressive. Again, shout out to Spezley. He signed to KU officially here in this Eagles gym just a couple weeks ago. First free throw shot, just off the top of the rim. Spezley has made two of his last four now as he missed the second. A quick rebound and pickup. He actually missed both. Rebound from Gray down the court to Parker, back to Gray. Gray getting a screen, works up the wing, ball stolen by Talbot. 11th turnover of the game for the Mustangs. Liebarger down the court, keeping it up high. Sends it up to the right to Talbot. Again, Talbot getting his first minutes in this game. Ball interrupted in the passing lane. Some disruption in traffic. But it was there to Logan Gregg in his hands. Possession will still stay Eagles. It's up by 16, 39-23. Still playing this one a little more competitively here in the third quarter. Spezley, near side corner, taking the step in. And now to Talbot. Talbot loses the ball. Gray down the court. That's another turnover. And it's going to be a foul against the Eagles. That should put a Mustang up on the double bonus. And it will. Logan Gray, who again had the steal. And now we'll go up and shoot two. Eagles with 15 turnovers on the game. First game of the season, though, for these Axel Eagles. All you can do is clean up the play for the rest of the season here for the Mustangs. Again, they're doing a great job here. In the second half, they have scored 9 points in the second half and only allowed 7 for the Mustangs. Well, now they have scored 10 points now with that free throw shot getting sanked by Logan Gray. He went 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Near side here, Gavin Shaughnessy, 6'1" senior, ball knocked away in the hands of Liebarger. Brockstrom, left hand dribble, up to the top, goes over the top to Detweiler on a touch pass. Now inside, wide open is Liebarger! He gets his first points of the game and he gets his first opportunity to go up to the free throw line. Nice little well opportunity earned, finding a gap in the defense inside the paint. And Joe Liebarger will have a chance to get 3 points here. And he does. And one is good. Now a 20-point game. It's an 18-point game once again. 42-24. 121 left to go in the third quarter. Gray out to the right to, Unruh. It's the Mustangs with the ball. Shanks to Denton. Denton to the far side corner now. Shanks. Driving inside. Keeps the possession. Nearly turns it over on the pass to Gray. It's reset back up to the top to Unruh. A screen set. A peel off. Now the far side wing driving inside. Where's Eskrim? He's on a 3-on-1. Instead, he kicks it out. And the first three of the game for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Max Shanks slicing it through. Shanks with 7 points in the second half. 7 points on the game. Eagles turning the ball right back over. That gives the ball right back to the Mustangs. 42-27. A chance maybe to draw this closer. You're the Mustangs. You might think about limiting the last possession of the quarter here in your own hands. But we'll see. Denton out to the left side on the pass. 3-point shot up. Shanks tries to put it in. It misses. Leiberger on the rebound. He's got 6 on the game. It's stolen right back into the hands of the Mustangs, and almost another 3-point shot made, and it's kept inside down the court now. The Axe Eagles have it, and they lose it. That's a turnover. 10 turnovers in the second half, and actually just 10 turnovers in the third quarter for Axel. 42-27. 6.2 seconds remaining in the third, and the Eagles have the lead in this one. They've won the last 3 straight matchups. Royce Ekram picks it up, shanks, left side, cuts it out. Royce Ekram has 1 second left off the rim to end the quarter. 42-27, drawing it to a 15-point game. This has been the closest it's been since the second quarter. And the Mustangs will take it. We're back in a minute here on 92.1 KMZA. The Eagles have a 42-27 point lead. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank of Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Valley Heights with the possession here. They outscored the Eagles in the third quarter, 13-10. They're down by 15, 42-27, 7:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. It just started. And here, ball knocked out of bounds here on the possession. Last one to touch it was Royce Ekram. And now the Axel Eagles will retake over here with the possession. That quarter was also a pretty rough turnover quarter, as the Eagles having 10 turnovers and the Mustangs just having 5. Detweiler, near side swing here to Sandman. Sandman handoff to Broxman. Detweiler, Schmezley, keeping it high on the point. Driving inside, flips it out, and he's got to travel. So Schmezley is driving inside the box, and he looks to try to go for a layup, and then in that midst of a jump, does a little bit of a turn. Tries to fire it out, but he got him out of travel. Logan Gray, far side of the wing. Bounce passing on Ross. Now swung back out to Denton. Inside, working it, is Gray. Back up to the top to Ekram. Ekram thinking about the 3-point shot. Instead, goes up for the layup and misses. Rebound by Schmezley, his third of the game. Schmezley makes a guy out in the 3-point pump. Doesn't take the open 3-point shot he had. Instead, now he gets the ball in the down low inside the paint. He goes in for 2. Schmezley now with 9 points on the game. And 4 unofficial rebounds. It's 44-27. Sitting around. Denton, holding it onto it, to Gray, left side, bottom of the wing, to Shanks, driving the baseline, trying to go up with it, loses the ball, the ball's on the ground, might just be a jump ball, no, it's recollected and turned over. It's the Eagles' ball now. Detweiler, 1-on-2, rebound after missing a, what would have been a pretty tough layup to make. Ekram picks up the rebound, 6:07 to go here in the fourth quarter. Gray over the top, turnover right back into the hands of the Eagles. And a dunk! A big-time dunk! What a dunk! Logan Sandman, you heard the crowd go wild. The 6'5" sophomore takes a trip down the Dunkin' Donuts, puts a little sprinkle on it, and he puts it in for two. First dunk of the game. We saw Schmoesley almost take one earlier, but he just went for the layup. Well, there at time, Sandman turned into the man and went in for a big-time dunk. Ball loose on the ground. And it's going to be a jump ball. Possession will change the Eagles. That'll be a turnover against the Mustangs. I was told coming into this year from the coaches of Axtell to expect two things. Great level of play and some dunks and alley-oops. And I have seen the dunks and the high level of play. Here on the near side corner, driving inside on the baseline and just losing the basketball. Logan Sandman. Well, butter on the hands right there after the dunk. Loses the ball out of bounds for the turnover. 46-27. The score now. With a 19-point lead here for the Eagles with 5 minutes and 3 seconds remaining here in the final quarter. Up to the top, Logan Gray. Only 6 have rotated in this game for the Mustangs. Compared to the Eagles, they have rotated 9 players. 12 players they have rotated. 3-point shot, up and out. Rebound by Schmidt. Liebarger, far side corner. Schmedley steps inside, doesn't take the 3-point shot, goes to Schmidt. Schmidt, low pass to Sandman. And a jump ball. Possession will go to the Valley Heights. That'll be a turnover for the Eagles. Still 19-point lead, 46-27. 4:26 remaining. Again, the actual Eagles have won the last 3 straight matchups, having not lost since the 2021 matchup, where they lost 69-55, but winning last year 62-53. Parker, left-hand dribbling. Switching around, gets out of the corner. Gray setting up an opportunity for Denton on the inside of the paint, but he loses the ball out of bounds. Last one touch it was an Eagle, just by a feather. And Max Shanks will be underneath the basket on the throw-in. Bounce pass inside. Royce Eskrim will be, well, they're going to say it's actually a jump ball. So that will be a turnover and give the ball right back to the Eagles. We talked about that third quarter where the Eagles, they got outscored 13-10. A big reason of that was they had a -5 in the turnover margin. Well, right now they have a +2 in the turnover margin in the fourth quarter, and they have outscored Mustangs here in the fourth quarter. So all that, again, at the end of the day, it comes down to being able to get quality possessions, not quick transitions, and almost another dunk. Logan Sandman, he just needed another step. He was about 3 inches away from sending an absolute wave through the stadium. But he judged it, and he goes, I'm not sure if I'm going to get this one. So he just flips it right on through. You can kind of see some of the players down there, at least in front of me. I got the Axtell bench right in front of me. Some of them going, hey, man, you almost had it. And, man, he sure did. It's now 48-27, 21-point lead here for the Axtell Eagles. Eagles, they beat the Mustangs 60-34 back in the 2022-2023 season. This one, a little bit on pace for somewhat of a similar result. Axtell up by 21. We're keeping this timeout here. Current 92.1, KMZA again. It's not Friday, it's Tuesday, but be sure on your way home on Friday night at 6 p.m. At around 9:30, you can catch the National Bank High Score Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. Brought to you by, again, the Community National Bank. You can also catch Coach's Show. So I talk every week with Kenny Steinfort. We'll talk tomorrow It's been a tough two first games. Again, that first game against Marysville, a 3A opponent, which they did compete really well in. It was 55-40. This one still pretty good competition-wise. Shanks, three-point shot, and airballed, and rebounded by Schmelzy. Schmelzy down the court, Leiberger. And Leiberger, he is injured after the layup. So the clock will stop here. It looks like he went a little awkward on the layup. I'm surprised he was able to finish. He looked like he kind of hurt himself during the move. Injuring his left leg right now. Can't tell if it was the ankle or the shin. Regardless, he'll go to the bench. And substitution will come in for him. 15-27. 23-point lead now. 3:11 left to go in the fourth and final quarter. Spun up to the top to Gray. Gray, left side dribble. Out to Parker. Parker, swing up to the top of the perimeter. Nearly losing the ball, keeping it from going half court to Shanks. Shanks out to the wing. Now spun around. Three-point shot. Denton off it and knocked out of bounds. It'll go Eagle way. That's with a touch of the Mustang. Substitution, Schmitz comes out of the game. Lucas Talbot comes in. I mentioned it once, I'll mention it again. Mustangs, they've only rotated six players tonight. The Eagles have rotated 11. Leiberger, Sandman, Talbot, Shaughnessy, Heinen, Schmidt, Detweiler, Shaughnessy, Schmezley, and Brockerman. It has been an incredible night for them. Excuse me, I'd like to make a correction. Nine players have actually rolled through substitution here. Up to the top, Detweiler. Bounce passing, nice move to Dalton Heinen. That is elite level passing right there from the actual Eagles. Finding Heinen on the down low. Now up 52-27, 2:24 left to go in the fourth and final quarter. Open 3-point shot by Shanks and nearly sliced it on through, but an offensive rebound right back to Denton. Denton couldn't get it. Another rebound by Denton here. He's got back-to-back offensive ones. Royce Akram, open three off the rim, and now a rebound from Brockerman. So three straight offensive rebounds, three straight offensive opportunities, and not able to capitalize. Detweiler, near side pass, in the corner, on the down low, now bouncing out to the corner, Schmelzen with the ball. He skips it, across the court. Now Brockerman, three-point shot off the rim, rebounded, and fouled. Going up to the line, Dalton Heinen. Dalton Heinen, 6 points on the game. Unofficially, three or four rebounds. First shot rattles in like a bullet, like a tin can, but unfortunately shoots right back out. Again, up at the free throw line, Dalton Heinen. His first time up here tonight. He's 0 for 1, trying to seek a 1 for 2. And he goes 0 for 2. Rebound by Eskrim. Eskrim is fourth of the game. Logan Gray up to the top and Raw. Right to left-hand dribble. Swings it behind him to Shanks. Shanks right hand underneath the legs. Now to the left to Gray. 125 left to go to the final quarter, 52-27. The Eagles seeking to win their first game of the season, looking to play Frankfurt next week on Tuesday. Rebound underneath the basket by Heinen. Valley Heights Mustangs next to opponents Friday. Riley County next Tuesday. Nemaha Central. Leiberger underneath the basket for two. And Leiberger, he scored all of his points here in the second half. He's got seven total. And a timeout will be taken, as the score is 54-27. We're back in 30 seconds. The Axel Eagles lead with 104 left to go. Oh, no, it looks like it was just, it was not a timeout that will be officially taken. Just a substitution timeout. They were all just coming to the benches. Clearing them out and getting some new players in there with just 1 minute left to go. Gray, tossed in, out to Enra, trying to fight for it. Gavin Shaughnessy, he was one of the ones who just stepped up into this game. He almost loses the ball. Finds his way back to Leiberger. Talbot. He steps in. Long two. Misses it. Rebound by Blaze Bussing. He's now finally stepping in the game. Make it 10 players who have seen the court tonight for the Eagles officially now. Ball out of bounds. It saves Eagles ball. 54-27. Throwing in Gavin Shaughnessy. Goes over the top. And they're going to say Shaughnessy held onto the ball too long before throwing it in. Royce Eskrim, the 6'2" senior on the toss in. Gives it to Max Shanks. Full court press. Dropped out of. Now just a zone defense being applied by the Mustangs. Excuse me, by the Eagles. Shanks driving in and getting the rebound quickly and going up for two. Royce Eskrim for his fourth point of the game. Again, last week he had 20 points. And 10 seconds are remaining on the clock. The Eagles of 54-29, seeking a 25-point win over the Mustangs. And the ball is given to the referee from Gavin Shaughnessy. And that is a wrap here, folks. A bow on the present for the first game of the actual Eagles season. They win 54-29. We'll be back in a little bit for our post-game show, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. We'll also have our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. Again, we'll be back in a couple minutes here. Stay locked in, 92.1 KMZA. The Eagles start the year 1-0, and the Zion Mustangs boys drop to 0-2.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital's outpatient clinic offers an extended variety of healthcare options to the Nemaha County area. Our outpatient clinic has more than 30 specialty physicians from across the region that provide you, our patient, with exceptional care so you don't have to travel long distances and can have easier access to specialty services you deserve. Visit www.nembch.com to learn more about our outpatient clinic and specialty physicians. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. back. Final time here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're locked into 92.1 KMZ. I'm Crittenden Prophet. Shout out to Kurt Kilman back in CEO, keeping this ship afloat for all four quarters of both girls and boys action. Man, it was a great night tonight. We saw two winning streaks for both of these teams continue against each other. That girls team with Valley Heights, they now have 9 straight wins against the Axel girls. But for the Axel boys, they now have 4 straight wins against the Valley Heights boys. So it's a big dominance. That girls game, you didn't hear it. Valley Heights won 64-45. Here, Axel boys went 54-29. Let's get this final one breakdown. First quarter ended 21-4. The half ended 32-14. The Eagles outscored in the second quarter the Mustangs 11-10. Now you go to the third quarter. The Mustangs, they found a little bit of spirit. They outscored the Eagles 13-10. Well, it pretty much fluttered away. Once you got to the fourth quarter, though, as only 2 points were scored by the Mustangs in the fourth quarter, and 12 were scored by the Axel Eagles. So that offense really got clicking again. That defense really got clicking for the Axel Eagles. And again, they dominated that second half just as much as they dominated that first half on all fronts. And when you break things down again, around 30 or more rebounds here for the Axel Eagles, just about nearly at 13 or so rebounds here for the Mustangs, and that's a stat alone that you don't really, want to see about, 12, 13 rebounds as a team. You want to be able to get more aggressive. And that was what was early on, is I had in that first half 19-5 out-rebounding by the Eagles. They were just doing an absolutely incredible job out-rebounding, especially offensively. Second chance opportunities is what kind of really made that separation in this game for the Mustangs. I'd say if it wasn't for the second chance opportunities, this could have been possibly within a 10-15 point game a little closer, but unfortunately for the Mustangs, again, still struggling that. But there's some other, avenues and approaches to this game that you got to look at. The Eagles, they had 10 guys out there on the court constantly going in and out. The only guy who was out there, I think all four quarters, was Brandon Schmedley and Eli Brockschmidt. Those two guys, they were out there the entire, 4 quarters of the game. Valley Heights Mustangs, only 6 players rotated, and 5 primarily stayed on the court at all time. And asking an effort like that from 5 guys, it's a tall task. And for what they did today, it was actually pretty commendable. They did a really great job. In fact, they only had 15 turnovers. They forced 20 turnovers from the Axel Eagles, and that alone, that's a great stat. Because last week, they did not win the turnover battle. So that's a positive takeaway for the Mustangs. Again, looking over some final stats here, Max Shanks, 11 points, Logan Gray, 8, Dustin Denton, with 4, Royce Eskrim with 4 as well, and Unra with 2. So Unra had no points last week. He has 2 points here today. Eskrim had 20 points last week. He's only held to 4 today by that Axel defense. Logan Gray, he had his best game of the season today. He had 5 points last week. He had 8 points here today. Max Stink's best game of the season, 10 points last week, and 11 points today. Now for the Axel Eagles, of course, with their big-time numbers here, Brandon Schmedley with 9 points, around 6 rebounds. Wyatt Detweiler with 7 points, Landon Schmidt with 4 points and 3-4 rebounds, Dalton Heinen, 6 points, 4 rebounds, Logan Sandman, he had a big game as well, 7 points, multiple rebounds, Joe Weibarger, he had around 7 rebounds and 7 points, he had a great night, and of course, for our player of the game, here, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services, visit with BankWithFarmers.com is Eli Brockstrom, the 6-foot senior. Man, he has had 4 years starting for this team. He, again, got shouted out winning the Defensive Player of the Year at 8-man Division II football. Well, he comes out here as an absolute baller. Multiple rebounds, 11 points. He had the final 3-point shot that ended that first quarter that sent a lot of momentum. And he had 3 total threes, 11 total points. But a big shout-out to Logan Sandman. He dominated inside the paint, just a sophomore. But he had an incredible, absolutely incredible dunk. He took a trip to Dunkin' Donuts today, and good on to him. So again, the Axel Eagles, they won this game 54-29. The Valley Heights girls, they won the girls game 64-45. So the girls on the Eagles side dropped to 0-1. Valley Heights Mustang girls, they improved it 2-0. Next opponents for Valley Heights, boys and girls, Lee Riley County and Nemaha Central. For the Axel Eagles, next Tuesday, we'll have on 92.1 KMZA, the Frankfurt Wildcats and the Axel Eagles. So again, stay tuned for next week coverage on that one. That'll be the next game for the Axel Eagles. You've been locked into 92.1 KMZ. I'm Crittenden Prophet Kurt Kilman back in studio. Have a great rest of your night.